If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you on this first Sunday of August, 1975. The month of July has just closed as the greatest July in the history of Worth Baptist Church. We have been able to reach more people with more of the Word of God through our Sunday school and the services of worship than in any July in the history of our church. Truly, God is good to us as the spirit of revival continues during the days of the summer. Remember, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. And we praise God for the souls who are being saved, the people who are being added to the church, and an average in Sunday school reaching more than 500 for this summer season. As we begin a new month, we want to invite you to come and share with us the good things of the Lord during the days of August. Our Sunday school today begins at 10 o'clock with a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. And we would invite you to come and bring the family to study together where Sunday school study and worship are family affairs here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school has been carefully supervised and graded and has a systematic study of the Word of God. You will not only be enlightened, but you'll enjoy Bible study every Sunday here at Worth Baptist Church. Our morning worship begins at 11. And we have a very special hour today. With us in our Sunday school hour and in the morning worship hour will be the Messiah Messengers, an award-winning youth choir from the Messiah Baptist Church in Wichita, Kansas. These singers will thrill your hearts, and we invite you to come not only to the Sunday school hour, but the morning worship hour here at Worth Baptist. Our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. Today is Everyone Bring One Day, and we're encouraging you now, if you haven't already done so, perhaps even between now and Sunday school time, you could call that friend or that relative and remind them that you're depending on them to be with you as your guest in Sunday school at Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309. Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. This coming year, we'll be moving to our new properties located 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 on Campus Drive, adjoining the property of the Fort Worth State School. We're looking forward to that move, and we invite you to pray with us as God directs it step by step. In the meanwhile, here today, in our present location, 3309, Wilbarger Street, we'll be looking for you and your family as you come and share with us in the good things of the Lord in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. We have this special announcement concerning our World Baptist Fellowship Youth Conference, which gets underway tomorrow, August 4th, and continues through Thursday, August 7th. There will be several thousand young people gathering from the various parts of the United States for this annual World Baptist Fellowship Youth Conference. All of the services will be held on the campus of the Arlington Baptist College, located at 3001 West Division in Arlington, Texas. So we invite all the young people listening to share with us in this annual youth conference beginning tomorrow and continuing through Thursday of this week. May the Lord bless you as you plan to attend. In the meantime, we invite you to write us this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, We Can't, But God Can. I shall read from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. Verses 20 and 21. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel in this hour. We thank Thee for the liberties and freedoms that we enjoy as Americans. We thank Thee for a nation where we can worship Thee according to the dictates of our own hearts. Now, Heavenly Father, I pray today for every person listening. We pray for every needy heart, for those who have problems and difficulties, for those who are in sin, for those who are discouraged and despondent. We pray that today's broadcast and this message would encourage their hearts. We pray, Heavenly Father, for those who are listening today who have not a church home, who are looking for a place to worship. We pray that Thou wouldst direct them in their plans and in their programming for today. And as the gospel fills the air, we pray that many would come to know Christ. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, at verse 20, Paul writes, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. So let it be." The destiny of our world today is still in the hands of God. God fashioned the earth, according to Isaiah 45:12. God says, "I have made the heavens and the earth." Not only that, but God owns the earth. It is written in Psalm 24, at verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof." God also operates this universe. All the universal systems are operated by Him. Paul puts it this way in Hebrews chapter 1, at verse 3, "He upholdeth all things by the word of His power." Now we know today that God is supreme. God is omniscient. God is omnipotent. God is everywhere present. God is the sovereign ruler of all the universe. And the life of every man of Adam's race is in God's hands. The Bible tells us that in Him, that is in Jesus Christ our Lord, we live and move and have our being. All that we have and all that we ever hope to be are because of Him. The destiny of your soul today is in God's hands. It is only with God who can give you salvation. It is only God with His power who can redeem your never-dying soul. You're in good hands with God because God loves you. And God wants you. And God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross just for you. He stands today with open arms to welcome you to Him. Now you may feel that you have no friend in all the world. Perhaps your family and your closest friends have turned their backs on you. Perhaps they'll have nothing to do with you today. Maybe you're alone in the world. But my friend, I want to remind you of this truth. Jesus Christ loves you. God loves you. God wants you. God has done everything within His power to prove to you that you are the object of His love. There are two things that we're going to talk about in the message entitled, "We Can't, But God Can." First of all, we'll talk about what man needs, what you individually and personally need today. And then secondly, we'll talk about what God does. There is a phrase in the Bible that appears many times, a phrase that makes a difference as wide as eternity. This phrase can change your entire outlook on life. It can change your entire philosophy in life. This phrase is the most comforting phrase in the Bible. This phrase erases all our doubts and alleviates all our fears. This phrase eradicates the darkness of our soul. This phrase challenges our hearts and warms us with the truth. This phrase encourages our discouraged spirits. This phrase is made up of only two words, but oh, the power that are in these two words. And the two words are this: but God. Just two words: but God. Psychologists tell us that man needs a sense of security, someone to love, and food and clothing and shelter. These are the basic needs of all mankind, wherever he lives and whatever he does. And all of these things are essential, and nobody would deny that man needs all three of them. But man's needs go much deeper than this. Jesus put it this way: man shall not live by bread alone. That is, man cannot survive to satisfy only the physical needs in life, because man is more than physical. Man is more than an animal. Man is more than flesh and blood and bone. Man is a spiritual being. Man is a creature made in the likeness and image of God. Man is a triune being. That is, he is composed of body, soul, and spirit. My friend, wherever you are today, whatever your state or status in life, wherever you have been or wherever you plan to go, ever how much money you have or do not have, none of these things matter. The thing that really matters is this: you are totally dependent upon God. Without God, you can do nothing. With God, you can do everything. Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." Without God, you are destined and doomed to a Christless eternity. But with God, you can become an heir of heaven. You can become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. The question arises, what does man really need? I believe there are four basic things. Number one, man needs salvation. Number two, man needs comfort and grace in the struggles of life. Number three, man needs to understand what's going on in this troubled world of ours. And number four, man needs an answer to what lies beyond this life. Now, the question comes, what does God care about this? Or what is God doing? Or what has God done to meet these needs? First of all, we said, man needs salvation. How do we know that man needs salvation? We know it because man is a sinner. How do we know man is a sinner? We know that every man of Adam's race is a sinner because the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us that there's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible tells us that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, that is, on Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. So, my friend, when we reckon with the fact that we without God are hopeless, that we are sinners, then we must listen to what God says, and we must believe what God does. God reaches down and saves man. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Then we read in the Bible in Luke chapter 19 at verse 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." My friend, Jesus Christ is ready to save you this moment. Whatever your sins are, however deeply you've gone into sin, whatever the scars of your life, Jesus Christ is able to save you. I read in Isaiah 45 at verse 22, where God says, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth." You see, salvation is of the Lord. So said Jonah in the second chapter of his book at verse 9. He cried out from the belly of the whale, "Salvation is of God." Then salvation is all of grace. We read in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You see, God has provided salvation, full and free, for every member of Adam's race. We read in Romans 10, 13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I want you to know that whosoever includes you. Salvation is eternal. Jesus said in John chapter 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Yes, my friend, you need salvation, and God, by His marvelous grace, according to His mercy, and through His love, has provided eternal salvation for your never-dying soul. We said in the second place that man needs comfort and grace in the struggles of life. What does God do about this? How much does God really care how high the cost of living is, or the energy crisis, or the problems and personal difficulties that you have today? Well, I'll tell you how much He cares. God overrules everything to His own glory and to your own good. I read in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You see, life has many, many struggles, but God can make the difference. Life has many imponderables, but God provides grace sufficient. Life has many unanswered questions, but God has the answer to every question you can ask today. Life has many unsolved problems, but God has the solution to every problem. Life has many unexplained mysteries, but God has the explanation for them all. A man loses his health and suffers the torment of broken health, but God makes the difference in his life. A man suffers great disappointment, but God comes on the scene to bring him encouragement. A man has his family taken away from him in tragedy. Perhaps that's happened to you, but God's grace is sufficient for you in this hour. A man sees his dreams come tumbling down, but God re-encourages and re-strengthens him. A man loses his fortune, but God has all the wealth in the world. A couple stands weeping over a little casket wherein is contained the remains of their baby, but God provides them strength in that awful hour. A wife waits with patience for a word from her husband who is missing in action, but God supplies the grace and the strength and the hope to keep her going. We read in the Bible about a man named Joseph. He was loved of his father, but hated of his brethren. They sold him into Egypt. They despised him. They got rid of him. Step by step, they thought that they were going to do away with Joseph. But in the end, Joseph said to them, "You meant all of these things that you did to me for evil, but God meant them for good." Now, my friend, those things that are happening to you today, you might think that they're designed for evil, but God means them for good. And God overrules all of those circumstances and brings about everything to His glory and to your good. In the third place, we said that man needs to understand what's going on in this troubled and turbulent world in which we live. What does God do about it? God interferes in the affairs of nations and works out His own blessed will. Back in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, we read about the great kingdom and the great king, Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar. We read about a man who was a prophet of God named Daniel. Daniel was called on, you remember, to bring about the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Daniel said, "This is a deep thing. This is a dark mystery. But God is able to supply, and God is able to reveal, and God is able to tell you what the dream is all about." My friend, we're living in a very dark and critical hour, economically, politically, socially, religiously, governmentally, educationally, in every area of national life. We have many problems in America. But my friend, listen to this. God knows what to do about all of them. In this cruel, chaotic world in which we live, God is still ruling. God is still on the throne. He will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on His throne. Now, my friend, I don't know what's going to happen in the energy crisis, but God does. I don't know what's going to happen to America economically and to the labor and management situation, to the problems that Congress face. I don't know the answer to these things, but God knows the answer, and the book of God has the answer for America. God says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sin, then will I heal their land. And my friend, God is able to do that. I don't know what's going to happen in the Middle East. I don't know what's going to happen in the Near East. I don't know what's going to happen in all the international troubled spots of the world. But I do know this. God is able to do all things to His own glory. The fourth thing we said we need in life today is this. We need to know what's going to happen beyond this life. Does death end at all? Beyond the grave, is there any hope? The Bible says there is. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. One day God's going to give us a new body. One day God will rob death of its sting. God will rob the grave of its victory. And we'll say with Paul, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The strength of sin is law, is the law. But thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Cheer up, my friend. The victory is in Christ. Job asked a question. If a man die, shall he live again? The answer doesn't come from science or philosophy or education. The answer comes from the Bible. Job answered his own question. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the latter day his feet shall stand upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. That's the answer, my friend. The answer is having faith in what God has promised to do. And God has promised to meet every need. And God will meet your need in this hour. I have this footnote and I shall be through. You can't bring yourself out of the cloud of despondency, despair, and discouragement that you're in. But God can. God is able to do far above anything that we could ask or think. If you will but by faith this moment, anchor your faith in Him, trust in Him, call upon Him, believe Him, He will see you through. He will provide grace that's necessary for your every need. Do it now, and I know the Lord will bless you as you do. I trust that right by your radio, you'll turn your heart and your life over to Jesus Christ. As we leave the broadcast, we remind you of the services today here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school hour at 10, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship hour at 7. May the Lord bless you as you plan to attend with us at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well. And the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.